You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chainsaw Man Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family, a manga podcast family, not a network. I'm here with my man Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up, Stork? Here we are. You are Luke Hollywood, who...
Yes, I mean, we've had a lot of Luke Hollywood talk today.
Yeah, I heard that he doesn't like any bunk, is what I've heard down the line. But there you go. But we're going to be talking about Chainsaw Man, probably because I read the wrong chapter of My Hero Academia
we'd be talking about this anyway, right? Club.
Yeah, so but I think we might have more energy. We have that big... Miss chapter energy or something.
Big gut energy.
Yeah, unless you get some crispy color pages, as a Luke Hollywood would say. But we are on the Chainsaw Man chapter 85, and yeah, it's bloody good gut feeling. It is, and I agree, it looks very festive at the one point with all those string. Oh, that's blood and guts. Okay, I get it.
That was fireworks.
Yeah, so this chapter, it's pretty funny. I mean, there are things in this that are hilarious. I did not expect it. And there is a return of a fan favorite. Not her car, but a fan favorite. I was waiting for the car to like be in the drive-thru ordering stuff, but I guess the car is kind of destroyed. But you start off where you have Makima telling Kishibe, hey, you're not going to be able to kill me. Again, I asked Chainsaw to save me, and I'm about to be killed, so he is going to end up helping me, that whole play of it. And then you do end up seeing Chainsaw Man just rip through this room.
It's an odd play. Yeah.
Beheads Makima, but we see that she can't really. So does
beheads,
that kind
be
of
be chests,
does,
be arms, be legs?
And you, yeah, really, be dead? But we've seen before that you really can't kill her. What he's done now, some poor guy's just there. Like, oh my God, like he just gets in a car accident. Actually, it's more sickness and things like that that we heard, that if she dies, she's made that, you know, deal. Also, oh no, they got her ponytailed knot as
that.
Well.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, does somebody end up hurting because of that?
But that cold.
Yeah. But that whole thing of like, save me, I like where Chainsaw Man, you're trying to figure out, you know, what are the rules here, maybe? Because he wouldn't kill Kishibe, I guess, because Kishibe, like, the threat's gone. Makima's dead, so to save her, he's killed her to probably just resurrect again later, and that solves the problem, because he kind of looks at Kishibe and then leaves. And Kishibe definitely crapped his pants. Like, he's just there. Like, he has the gun up. He was about to shoot Makima, or at least he was hesitating because of that play.
He's killed her to save her? This is just a weird play to me.
Yeah, it's very odd. But, like, again, if you ended up, if we were in a game and you end up where you just go to a spawn point and you don't want somebody to get points, it's a weird play. But it's like, okay, I saved her from dying, but could have then just let Kishibe do it and it would have been the same thing.
Yeah, I saved you from a bullet by slicing you into 8 pieces.
Yep. And then you start thinking too, though, because again, the rules and what's going on, and we do see a bit of Denji in this, finally.
I think that's a good play to do that, yeah.
But at this point, if you saw it and you had this of, well, I know she'll end up resurrecting, but she killed Power. And maybe this is Denji, like this is him acting out, even though he does save her because of the dying and coming back, but maybe he's taking it out on her as well, because you do see him. And you go to Family Burger then, and now we have...
Weird cutscene.
Oh my God, you have a horrific, horrific color pages, then just an awful, just dissection death, and then we go off to Family Burger, and we say this a lot, boy, when and if that gets animated, they could really have fun with this. I mean, really, because you end up, it's like a commercial for Family Burger, and you have this people like, we got an order, family. Eat with your family at Family Burger. Moms and dads love Family Burger. And then the best is the continuation of what ends up happening. Yeah, tomato, lettuce, cheese, bun. And then you have this main guy. And the star that packs the punches, and there's a guy with the big giant like mascot head of the hamburger, beef. And you're like, oh my God, and they're delivering these meals. But then you see, oh no, it's Cabini. She's the worst. And it's perfect. Like, she delivers this meal, and again, we know how this would be, the idea of a restaurant, not typically a fast food restaurant, but something like a, you know, Bennigan's, or I don't know what they, Fridays, where you have these little
yeah,
phrases. Like, yeah, you have these like phrases and things. Mm-hmm. And she gets in this post, family, and she's so goofy, and then she sighs.
She's always sweating and sighing and awing and.
And the main guy, he's like, listen, your smile's too forced. Make it more like family. This is a big, everything in this, everything's a go in this, as long as you say it's family. Because he's like, listen, you gotta, you know, make it somewhat friendly. Okay, okay.
And he's the Vin Diesel says, of somewhat fast food.
It is. And she says, yes, sir. And he's like, listen, I don't like how you say, that's not what families do. And she's like, okay, well, I'll try, He slaps her right across the face and then
says...
He
was telling her a secret.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I love where he smacks her and then he goes, that was a family slap. So he can't get in trouble. He can't take that to HR. And then says, I want you to remember that pain every time you're about to say, that's how you stop. And then, hey, we're here to solve problems together. We're a family. This is a Vin Diesel. And then she says, save me, which is weird, right?
Is that what brings what happens next? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, because then you have a ding ding of the door opening and like, oh, welcome to Family Burger. Oh, shit, it's Chainsaw Man. I'm sorry to curse, but yeah.
And it's not Chainsaw. I mean, it's not our lovable Chainsaw Man with the goofy, you know, white tie. It's this new Chainsaw Man that's straight out of hell. That is frightening and just crazy, and he doesn't speak well, and we don't know what he's doing. I don't know. Does Cabini even recognize him?
I guess you have to from the chain, but I don't know what she thinks because it's there, and it's like, bah. And then you do get Denji's like in the mind. Hey, Pachita, we've never had a hamburger that it wasn't rotten. We should have a hamburger. Mm-hmm. So like, all right, because even before that, it's funny because that whole play of, hey, don't say, slap you. It's almost like the, you know, Samuel L. Jackson.
Everyone is saying,
say what? Yeah. Like, yeah, everybody's like, because they
it's
don't know what
like
to say.
Samuel L. in Coming to America, too, because we got the burger joint.
Actually, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like
yeah
a combination.
So they're like, and yeah, this guy, like, starts running. He gets beheaded. He just gets beheaded, like, holy crap, but that's where
you don't see how it happens. It's kind of odd. Like, Denji, like, can you just do it with his mind? It's
weird.
It
almost seems like it's so. You have everybody freaking out at a beheading, even Cabini, and then you see the hamburger meal poster, and that's where, of the mind, Denji, hey, Pachita, just once in my life, I want to try a hamburger. It shows you from before.
Yeah.
And then you then have the craziest thing ever, where this devil Chainsaw Man sits down in the booth. Like, he's like, sits down waiting to take
his order. A little
falling
down, too. I got some of that from this. But I think the important thing of showing Denji, too, is, like, he's still in there. So that was kind of cool to me to just give that little flashback in one little panel.
It still has memories of it, at least. Mm-hmm. So then you have, and it's trying to say, like, hamburger at one point, but I thought it was going, va-va-voom. Because he ends up saying, and
it's Ralph Cramden.
Cabini is freaking out, but she seems to know what's going on. In the meantime, the guy with the hamburger mask, he gets beheaded. And so they're like, oh my God. And it's like, va, va, vom, va, And you have Cabini's like, oh my God, oh my God. And then the main guy, like, is this for real? Are you serious? And then you go to it almost is that comedy of like, do I look serious, dude? Like, all of a sudden, everything stops to just show him. And then it's vom, vava. And then that's where Cabini goes, hamburger, hamburger. The best is by the end, she starts talking like she is so whacked out.
Yes.
And so the guy's like, got an order, one hamburger, make it a meal. And then, that, like, I love that, too, where you have this manager
family.
And the cook. Where they still end up doing the trigger of the family. And then they're going to do this. And then they start doing the deal. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen of a progression. Eat with your family at Family Burger. It's Cavini and this guy. Yes. And they're like, moms and dads love Family Burger. So we go down the line again. Tomato.
Oh, lettuce. Where are you?
Cheese. He's a bloody mess. And then the guy's like,
beef. And beef the lost star his head too.
That packs a punch is the beef's beheaded. They're just there. It's so crazy. Like,
it's so good.
When they animate
it's so twisted, but
it
good.
Needs to play out like a TV commercial, mm-hmm. including the second time when they do this. And it's just
they have
horrific.
To cut to each person and just show a bloody head on the ground.
Just a bloody head. And then they move on. And yeah, and then the meal comes up. This is so crazy. The meal comes up. Cabini, you take the food out.
Why me?
Like, why me? And at this point, you would have thought that Cabini would have said, like, Denji? Is that you, Denji? Like, and she did say, save me. So I don't think he's really good, but we'll see, because she's like, one supersized family burger. And goes over, because if you do look, it might be Chainsaw Man might be pounding his head. It looks like there's some crazy thing. Like, I want it right here. Like, and she trips and spills the entire meal on Chainsaw Man, and she just falls. And mm-hmm. then everybody's like, oh my God. She's like, okay, I'm dead.
I think she's given up. Yeah. Like that third panel down, she's just like, okay, I'm dead.
Yeah. She's like, it's over. That's it. I'm a klutz. And then says Chainsaw Man, then as he's got tomato strip, the like, and then she starts yelling, Bam Burker. The guy yells family. Bam. I mean, the shell thing. And again, this is how you have that crazy beginning, right? Where mm-hmm. Makima gets beheaded. But you get this play in this where you kind of settle down. The tension and the pacing is hit like a fever pitch at this point. But she mm-hmm. falls. Everybody's screaming. They're yelling family in the background. You have tomatoes and ketchup dripping off Chainsaw Man. And then she's even like, eat with your family. That family burger. She's crying. Moms and dads love family burger. Tomato cheese bun. At least they didn't. Fun. And then you have the main guy. Cabini, we're going to die because of you. He gets beheaded now.
Pretty much.
He's dead. And then the guy comes out with the next meal and says, don't trip this time. Don't you dare trip. She says, yes, sir. And then she starts repeating, don't trip. Don't trip. Don't say ah. Because she says ah. Don't say ah. Don't say ah. One super size fam-me-eek meal with Pola. She trips and she spills it all over him again. The same exact thing.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, my God. Is something wrong with what I'm reading? Because it's the same exact thing. I really didn't think they'd make her do it. And she did it again.
Oh, my God. She trips again. And it just splatters on the face of Chainsaw Man again. That's the thing. You never can tell what is going on with Chip because he just has that look.
Yeah, there's no emotion on Chainsaw Man.
Him just sitting in that booth, and now he's gotten two meals, and then you end up where everybody's like, oh my God, she says, and then it ends. I'm like, yes. Oh my God, this might be the funniest thing I've ever. It's so funny.
I think it's the funniest chapter of Chainsaw Man, and there's been some good humor in Chainsaw Man, but this is by far, I believe, the funniest one from start to finish. And
it's ridiculous. So good. It's mm-hmm. over the top, but it works with Cabini.
It's kind of just what you need after all this like sadness, and we got some good action the last couple, but I mean, it's a breath of fresh air. It gives you a breather, and it brings back, I think, a fan favorite character. She is for me, out of nowhere.
This is
so
a 10,
I loved
right?
it. No, it's a 10. It is. I mean, it's the stuff so in the good. Beginning threw me off with Makima, like wanting to, but she did say that she like the greatest honor would be killed by Chainsaw Man. So I don't know. It's still a little weird for me, but once you get to Family Burger, it's just gold.
Yeah, and it's one of those where, like, a normal thing you'd read and you would think that, why are we going away from this stuff to get this goofball? It's so good, and it's Cabini. And even mm-hmm. that, you think of these things. She ended up quitting the Devil Hunter, and she now has to work at Family Burger. So she's trying to support all her family. And mm-hmm. so she's doing that, and they're not even treating her well. They're just berating her, and she's such a klutz. But she,
I mean, she does have the most experience of anybody there. She's not dead. I mean, three or four of them are.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's promoted now.
Yeah, she might be the new manager.
Like, now if you look, you only have possibly Tomato, one of them is done, and then you can't even have the guy yell to pack a punch. He's got, like, they really don't have anything now. They're really in trouble. Like,
tomato, cheese, and family, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. And you do see, though, like you said, that one panel is kind of sad because she even have a progression. Everybody's like, oh, my God. And you see her close her eyes as she's laying on the ground and then opens her eyes just like, I'm never going to be able to do anything
that's
right.
This.
Just
that's
kill
that.
Me.
Yep.
And the idea of what her life has become. She can't even serve. Plus, Chainsaw Man is so bad.
If you go back to when we first met her, she wanted to kill Denji. She had a knife and she wanted to kill him to sacrifice him to the Infinity Devil, right? Way back in one of the first arcs. So the fact that Denji hasn't killed her, I hope that continues.
Well, and it might continue the idea of what family does he have left? I mean, you have everybody
and
dead.
And she called to save her. Maybe he's saving her from this mundane life as a waitress at
Family Burger.
Family Burger.
Family. I like that. I love the idea that anything they do, it's like, oh, man, why did you just, like, hit me over the head with a bat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I hit you over the bat
family.
For family. he explained when he slaps her. I was like, what the? Oh, that's a family slap.
I ain't got coworkers. I got family.
Yeah, exactly. It's so crazy. But 10 out of 10. So funny. Mm-hmm. Just so good. I've been saying this. When and if this is, I got it. Even if I'm not watching any of the anime, if this, I'm watching it. I'm in because I got to see how crazy they make it. They better go way over the top with like really in your face commercial type deal with that. It'd be so good.
Oh, yeah.
And then just have them beheaded. Tomato behead, cheese bun. Oh, beheaded beef. The punching packs a punch. The dead burger head. But R.I.P. burger head. Do you think that he might end up being on the pole like Cabini's car? Hamburger yes. head. I
well,
like
Cabini
that he's
is
winking.
Still top five for me.
Yeah, yeah. She might. Well, yeah. The car. It was up there too. But yeah. So it's really good. So with that though, thanks everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. Read this chapter. It's so funny. I mean, you could even if you didn't know Chainsaw Man, just skipping the beginning, a couple pages, you could see how funny it would be. Just ridiculous. But thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining me, Stork, as always. And we'll be back next week with another chapter.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.